Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You may also know me as the best-selling publisher at Inspired Living Publishing, and I have some exciting news. If you have ever felt that you have a story to share, a story that could inspire, empower, and transform other women's lives, then I have an invitation. Head on over right now to inspiredlivingpublishing.com and register for VIP notice, because we have exciting news coming. We'll have a call for authors for our newest book, which I'm not going to even tell you the title yet. I am super excited about it. It's going to be our 20th best-selling book. So again, head on over to inspiredlivingpublishing.com, enter your name on the VIP wait list, and while you're there, right up in the navigation bar, there's a free resource called Embrace Your Inner Storyteller. I invite you to claim that too. And today we're going to be talking with one of my dear friends. I just love this woman. I have played with her partner. She's actually one of my best-selling authors. She published her Sacred Soul Story in Life Reimagined. And I've always loved every conversation I have with her. And I'm excited to speak with her today and introduce you to her magic. Kimberly Wapika shares exactly what the elements are, how they interact with us on a physical level. And she's here today to also talk about how ancient wisdom can support us in creating a sustainable modern life. Kimberly Wapika is an international best-selling author and course creator, but first and foremost, a priestess. As an elemental priestess, she supports women in working with the spiritual essences of air, fire, water, and earth to create a life filled with magic, intention, and possibility. You know, working with the elements in this way helps women to connect to the tangible, natural powers in our physical world, while at the same time, returning to the building blocks of creation and rooting our feet in the material world. I invite you to learn more about Kimberly's work at KimberlyWatipka.com. Welcome, beautiful.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you. Always good to see you, hear you.
Well, we love our conversations. You and I can get lost in conversations.
Exactly.
So what I want to start with is, for those who may be new, right, to this whole conversation,
right,
why don't we start with just a short synopsis of what led you to this work? Because I believe all of us are getting inner nudges to return to the earth and to return to the earth. So share a little bit of your background to help them understand what led you here.
Sure. So I remember, first of all, being very young, and like I hadn't even started school. And my favorite place to be was out in this fig tree, listening to the birds and just watching nature. Like, that was my sacred place. And of course, as I got older and grew up, you know, other things took my attention. But then every time that I would come to what felt like a fork in the road for me or a tough time, the elements were where I always found myself resourcing. But still, that didn't dawn on me for some time. And then I was going through, I had gotten a divorce and I was a single mom. And I was living in the north, and there was this big park, a state park near us. And I've always lived near water. I didn't plan on living near water every time I moved, but I always found myself near water with a beautiful place that I could be in nature. And then when I went through menopause and I found myself wanting to be outside all the time again, I just wanted to be out with the trees and hearing the birds sing. And from there is where this work grew and just my lifelong connection to the elements without ever really realizing and making it really intentional. And, you know, in retrospect, gosh, I wish I could have been intentional when I was 5 years old, you know, but being able to bring that joy to the now of my experiences at, you know, say 5 years old, sitting in a fig tree, listening to the birds sing. There's just something very comforting and warming and relaxing to the body in that. And yeah, that's how it all started.
You know, what's funny too, is as you speak, when we're like young, I'm thinking of my granddaughter, she's 11. She is so connected to nature and in so many ways. And I know you'll appreciate this story, Kimberly. The other day we had our first snow here in New England. Well, in my area anyway.
Yeah, beautiful.
So she was sleeping over and she ran outside and went playing and making snowballs. And Papa happened to say, hey, let's try to get snowballs between those two trees. And he went to do it and he hit the tree. And she says, Papa, how do you think that tree feels right now?
Beautiful.
So he said, well, baby, I apologize. What should I do? And she said, you should ask the tree for forgiveness. And you should have asked the tree permission to play this game with him.
Oh. So,
Kimberly, we all had to stop. We had to have the conversation with the tree. And then she put her hand on her heart, and I guess she was talking to him, to the tree. And she said she was. She goes, the tree said he would love to play. And then we went on throwing snowballs, and it was okay to hit the tree. But to her, it was important.
Yeah.
So here's what I came from your conversation plus that experience is we are born innately connected to nature. We are born with that whole system of support. And as we grow, I believe we forget about it. And witnessing that in her and hearing your story, do you believe that to be true also?
Oh, yes. You know, and what your granddaughter is doing is really connecting with the spiritual essence of the tree and of nature. And this spiritual essence, well, let me back up for a minute. So you take trees, they live in this slow rhythm that matches their age, their length of life. And we usually see trees as having a deep-rooted wisdom. Now, don't get me wrong, some trees are simply trees. They do their work much like the air in our body does. But still, they have source, God, divine, whatever word you want to use, flowing through them. And some trees are sentient beings that communicate with us. And then there are still some that are merely sleeping, like they would wake up if we used our words with them. And so that's how anyone can really begin to interact with trees or different aspects of nature, spirit to spirit. And by working with really any of the elements, all of nature, at that level, this level of understanding that they too have both a spiritual aspect and yet also a tangible physical reality is how we affect positive change in the world, in our life, in our psyches, in so many ways.
This so resonates with me, and it's such a gift to witness that there's a generation that's coming up behind us, right?
Yes.
That is so connected, and I believe our role as wisdom keepers is to really nourish that and yes. hold space for that, because that's the only way the world's going to change.
Yes.
So Kimberly, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how the elements affect and interact with us on a physical level to give everyone an understanding of that experience.
Beautiful.
We'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Kimberly Wotipka. You can learn more at Kimberly, and that's with two M's, KimberlyWotipka.com. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Kimberly Wotipka, an international bestselling author and elemental priestess. So right before the break, Kimberly, we were talking about that connection in nature. So how do the elements affect and interact with us on a physical level?
Sure. So if it's a bit of a long answer, but I want to start with as within, so without, right? So it's the foundation and it's very important. Let's start with air. We were talking about air a while ago. If you focus on the breath, though, entering and leaving your body and really feel the air pass through your nostrils or mouth, you know, down your throat, into your lungs, and then focus on how the air is transported all around your body, through your blood, with the oxygen you breathe in, it's being transported to your tissues, your organs, and then the waste, the carbon dioxide, being transported back to your lungs to be exhaled then again, back through the same path with surplus water. So using that intentional awareness with each of the elements, you become cognizant of all the spaces in your body occupied by those elements. So that's air. With fire, you can feel the fire of digestion in your stomach as food is turned into fuel. You know, there's electricity if you, you know, really concentrate on messages that are being sent along your nerves, the sparking and the passing on of all the signals that really keep your body functioning. Water, you can think of the water in your saliva, in your eyes, you know, the more subtle moisture places within you. And then consider all the water in your blood and other fluids that swim around in your body. And they're transporting all the different types of fuel, hormones, antibodies, you know, everything your body also needs to function. And then with the element of earth, that is the solidity of your bones. You know, that makes your skeleton, your teeth that, you know, enable you to chew the food, which is then digested by fire and then carried by water where it needs to be. And then you can think of all the earthy substances that cover you, your nails, your hair, your skin. And then again, of course, the muscles and the fat, you know, all of those things are truly the embodiment of the element of earth within you as strength and endurance. So once you then recognize the elements within you, you can begin to see and appreciate how those elements work in harmony to create the temple of your body. And through their perfect balance within, you exist. And then that makes your body the temple of spirit, which is the fifth element.
This is so for me, yeah. It's just so we're made up of.
Yeah.
We're made up of it all.
Yes. We have our own inner landscape, just as the earth has her landscape. And you can think about how the earth's landscape is affected by water, by fire, by air. And so then think about how your body within is affected by your own elements.
And how, like if this is new to someone, mm-hmm. they're like, this is like, it's resonating with their truth and they don't know where to begin. What mm-hmm. is the first step you'd say for someone that is drawn to this, that they can connect with the elements in a way that seems natural to them?
Sure. So I would say the first thing is to really believe, right, that these elements have a consciousness themselves, so that then you can develop that relationship with the elements, like we were talking about with your granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
So, and then from there, I feel like the first and foremost, most important thing is to really sit with that relationship and find your own elemental, I call it your elemental superpower. You can just call it your first elemental connection. What element comes to you first? You know, and if it's earth, which aspect of earth do you personally find the most powerful? You know, do you see yourself in a cave? Do you see yourself on a mountaintop? Where are you with earth? And if it's water, you know, what is there with you? Is it a swirling sea or a babbling brook? And what I'm trying to convey here is it's important to not just say water. So give the water some essence and some feeling, because there's a reciprocity there when you're working with the element and you can bring in the feelings and the thoughts and the images, then you are giving back to that element, right?
Yeah.
Because it's spirit to spirit.
It just relates. And as I was thinking, as you were speaking, water is mine like it is yours. Mm-hmm. All my life, and I live on the water, on a pond. And
yeah.
In the good weather, we close out every day sitting there. Mm-hmm. But then as you were speaking, I also realized that in the last 3 years, even though I always loved the rest of nature, I've become closer to trees. And like my nature walks with Dana through the middle of the woods on conservation land. Like there's certain trees that I swear they speak to me, or I see pictures and nuances. And I always say thank you. Like we were just laughing because he goes, "You see hearts everywhere." I go, "There's a heart in that tree bark." and so it's a new, not a new connection. I know it was always there, a deeper.
Right. Connection. Yeah. So, but it's a waking up. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been so healing for me. Dana and I have always been nature people, but my number one was always water. But now I can say I can feel the rest, feel the connection, especially to trees. So what is mastering, you know, like what can the mastery of the elemental essences really gift us?
Well, when we can master our connection to the elements within and without, we can then master ourselves. So, but when I use the word master or mastery, I don't mean power over. I simply mean spirit to spirit, giving life, connecting with. Now, they do want to lend their power to us. But again, that comes from the reciprocity. So we learn how to bring those external forces of the natural world and the exact same internal forces of our existence into harmony. Again, as above, so below, as within, so without. And so we just talked about some of the internal forces of the elements. Externally, we can, of course, say that air is the power of the wind. So for you, and it may change daily, hourly, by the minute, you know, depending on what someone is going through in their life. But if you're working with air in that moment, is it a gentle breeze? Or is it a raging tornado? You know, fire can provide light and heat, but if left unkept, it can rage out of control. So there's also, again, that internal aspect of fire raging out of control if left unkept. But if balanced within us, it then provides light.
And I can feel it. I could feel each energy as you were speaking, especially when you're talking about fire. I'm like, how many times have you felt that, right? Like,
yeah. And I know. Wow. Yeah.
I'm sure we're all raising our hands, right, ladies?
Yeah. And so really mastery of identification of the elements and then where one is strong, where one actually needs strengthening. That then helps us to see and foster those qualities within ourselves as well.
So beautifully said, my friend. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about manifesting, right? How the elements can help us manifest in the physical world. And I know that's going to be a really juicy topic for all of our listeners. We'll be back in a moment, my friends. Hold on, and we're in for some more inspiring conversation with Kimberly Wetipka. We'll be back in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you feeling the call to unleash your feminine wisdom, hone your empathic gifts, and rise as the goddess you are? You're not alone, my beautiful friend. Crystal Cockerham, spiritual mentor and certified Red Tent facilitator, trained in both shamanic and priestess practices, works with awakened, empathic women around the world to unlock their shackles of pain, shame, and self-condemnation so they can reclaim their sovereignty and liberate themselves from the world's perceptions. As the founder of Wisdom Awakens and an international best-selling author, Crystal uses her own intuitive blend of spiritual midwifery and energy healing to support women on their journey of transformation. You'll find supportive guidance and community in Crystal's programs, retreats, and sacred offerings. If you're feeling the call to embrace your feminine power, learn more about Crystal's supportive services at crystalcockerham.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Kimberly Witipka, elemental priestess, best-selling author, and all-around magical mama. So, Kimberly, right before the break, I said, come on, let's talk about manifesting.
Yeah, my
how
favorite.
Can help us manifest into the physical world?
Ah, beautiful. Okay, so for the sake of clarity, let's say we were talking a while ago about, our individual elemental superpowers, I like to call them. But let's say that elemental superpower is simply an elemental force formed by someone's individual imagination and their will. So they're using their fire, right, to create this. So these superpowers can become individual creations made up of one elemental power or all four.
Okay. So one or all four.
Exactly. So if you see yourself, if you go within, you're connected with the elements, you want to connect with your elemental superpower or superpowers, where's the first place that you go? And it doesn't have to be just one place. You can see yourself, on a mountaintop with the wind whispering and blowing your hair, and then below you is a big sea. So there you have all four of the elements supporting you. And if that's your power place, you can go there to manifest. However, so you create these powers, these elemental superpowers, to accomplish a specific task. Like, it can simply be to reinforce your own personal power. And then your intention with that creation is to call on the power of those elements to lend their strength to you. And this is where we come back to really those feelings, those images, those associations that you have with those elements. Because you're offering to them your gratitude practice to them for lending their strength to you is you bringing in your memories those beautiful feelings in your body and any associations that you have memories of. So then that joining together of you with your elemental superpowers becomes a reinforcement for both of you, a reinforcement for the element and a reinforcement for yourself. And then that way you're communicating spirit to spirit with these elements.
This is so beautiful. And I love the part you said about the gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that is such a key.
I do too. And it's the reciprocity of relationship, you know, and really not taking, not. So your desire is never to like just take, right? It's the reciprocity so that you truly have this co-creative relationship. And once someone has their elemental superpowers clarified, you know, it's also important to note what doesn't feel good, what takes your power away. Because that's an awareness you want to just have at the back of your mind or just jot down, because then you'll know how to counter it. You know, you will know what you need to bring in to balance that kryptonite, if you will. And so from this co-creative relationship, it becomes this, you know, simply joining with the elements, using our power to work together and create this brighter, better future, not just for ourselves, but for the planet.
So beautiful, especially the part about the co-creation. It's for mm-hmm. all of us. It's for the world as a whole, the earth, for ourselves. That we're all interconnected, so the manifesting has to be for all.
Yes. And, you know, I think we all at this time in, you know, the life here on Earth, we recognize the fragility of our planet and that the Earth is in turmoil. So if you choose to work with the relation, with the elements, then work with them, you know, as partners, so that everyone benefits and it becomes this cyclical way of life. And then we are proving our respect for the earth, the air, the fire, the water.
This is just speaking to my heart. And I think of McKenna and I'm thinking, there's a chance for this world.
Yes.
Right. And I, like I said, she's 11 and she's a highly sensitive and butterflies follow her. She talks to them. Dragonflies, usually she's on the pond. Ever since she was little, I have so many photos of dragonflies, two or three on her, and she sits there
beautiful.
Talking to them. But she and so many others, Kimberly, they're exactly what you're talking about. They're in that dynamic of co-creation and connection just organically. And it's our job to keep nurturing that.
It is our job. I see two of my grandkids almost every day. And one of their favorite things to do with Gigi is to go, quote, exploring. Well, what we do is we go out in nature and we see what we can find and, you know, connect with the trees and the bees and, you know, and they love it. They think we're just playing and exploring. In reality, I'm teaching them connection with the elements.
The part of it, they think it's fun, but they're just organically tapping in because you're their wisdom guide.
Yes.
So it's going to become a normal part of help they learn to navigate life? Because yours are young too. Yours are younger than mine, if I believe.
Yes. Yeah. These two are 6 and 8.
Oh, I remember that ages. I love this. I love all ages, but those are the so like they suck up the knowledge, right?
They do. They do.
And you know, speaking of that, like you're bringing them into nature and connecting. One of the things you talk about and teach is really about ancient wisdom to help people live a sustainable modern life. And you have like sacred soul sessions, sacred earth courses, and in other items. Some of the stuff you teach is really, that's what it is about. It's about mind-body connection with each element and help people meet their personal creation team and align their intentions with the elements. So let's talk a little about that, because I just love that phrase, ancient wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that organically feel like that we need more of that? We need to go back to the truth.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that in the few minutes we have before the final break.
I'd love to
share a little bit about what you mean by ancient wisdom practices.
Sure. So, you know, the times that we live in now are evolving and developing so quickly, especially with the advent of new technology, it seems like every day. And what happened and what has happened is we have disconnected ourselves from our natural instincts and nature herself. And so these ancient wisdom practices are needed now more than ever. And when I say ancient wisdom practices, it's the things that our ancestors knew eons, lifetimes ago. And we have become so overly structured, we've codified spiritual connection with sometimes heavy-handed religious practices. So much so that spirituality has become politicized by the merging of politics and religion. And I talked about going through menopause, and I did that without ever knowing what was happening because I had no reference point for it. We have lost all of our rites of passage that happen as we go through our life, as we reach certain thresholds in that life. And when you lose the rite of passage, you lose the knowledge of the initiation that comes along with it. Do you feel that?
I was going to say, and for all the women who are listening, I remember you and I having those conversations during that time. It's so, so powerful. And you can feel the resonance within your body as you were sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like it's our body knows.
Yes.
Yeah, our body and yearns for that connection.
It does. And that's another thing, to have lost touch with those, you know, really the power of community that would come forward when it was time for a rite of passage. So we've lost touch with the rites of passage, but we've also lost touch with that power of community, you know, like where the whole tribe would come around and support that person in that passage and that initiation. So that also means we've lost the sanctity of sacred space.
Yeah.
And I think we've lost the integrity of co-creating with spirit and that spirit to spirit with the elements. And so that's why I say that now it's more important than ever that we tap and resource these ancient wisdom practices while, you know, we can still update and evolve them to function well in our modern world. without, you know, taking anything away from them. You know, we can maintain the integrity and the power of these ancient wisdom teachings and still evolve them to function well now.
And that's what we as women need, but it's what the world needs too. Because as you share in various places, the spirit within us is waiting, right?
Yes.
It is waiting. And Kimberly, we are going to take our final break and we're going to come back and continue this beautiful conversation. Perfect. My friends, I am with Kimberly Wotipka of KimberlyWotipka.com. Be sure to visit her website and I'm going to spell that URL for you. KimberlyWotipka.com. Get on over there and grab some supportive resources, tap into her wisdom, and we will be back in a moment for the last segment, my friends.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you feeling called to clear your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual blockages? That's your soul and environment speaking to you and asking you to uncover all the clutter that is preventing you from living the life you envision. Felicia Messina DeHaiti, soul coaching master practitioner and trainer and teacher of advanced interior alignment and medicine wheel feng shui, supports her international clientele by creating inner and outer transformation in their environments and their lives by combining elements from her extensive training, experience, and intuition. Felicia is a master intuitive coach, certified by Colette Baron Reed, and has served as a master mentor for Denise Lin's Elemental Space Clearing certification course, as well as her Ultimate Clutter Clearing. Explore her offerings, including certification courses in feng shui, space clearing, soul coaching, and Reiki at FeliciaDeHaiti.com.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So Kimberly, I am so enjoying this conversation and knowing that this message and this wisdom needs to get out, because I believe innately, all of us as women, we feel it. We may not use the words you're using or the words I'm using.
Right.
It's this innate knowing and yearning, and they just don't know how to put words to it or put practices to it. So in your work with women, and what is the best way I'm trying to word how I want to word it? Who is perfect for this journey that you lead them on? Like, what is the woman, the yearning she's having inside, so that she can say, oh, yes. Like, she's ready to say yes to wholeness. She's ready to align with her soul.
Yes.
She's ready to embrace the lost and forgotten pieces of herself. Do you have an invitation or anything that you want to speak about?
Yeah. So let's look for a minute again at inner landscape versus outer landscape. You know, we talked about how the Earth's landscape can be shaped by the other elements, and then how our inner landscape is shaped by our inner elements. Well, these inner elements are actually identified by the elemental archetypes that we personally carry. And each of our inner archetypes has a particular role that they play. They direct individual aspects of how someone creates and how they manifest or bring something into form. And that includes abundance. However, if your archetypes aren't working together, if your inner landscape isn't feeling the way you desire, and there is struggle, or you feel like there's this inner power struggle or inner war going on, and you want to bring all these aspects into alignment for yourself and for the world, that is the perfect time, right? I'm waiting for you. Trust the flow, trust the process. Now, when anyone can bring these aspects of themselves into alignment and their inner archetypes are all working in the same direction, that's when flow starts happening. You know, you're able to honor each archetype, which also has its own elemental representation. You can honor each of those archetypes for its voice, its special gifts, and they can all work together to really bring your desires and your dreams into form. And that happens first in that inner landscape, and then the outer, which is physical manifestation. And I think the problem is that most people don't understand or realize or know that they have these inner archetypes and that they represent different elemental aspects. So they can say that their life feels like a dry, barren desert. Or you've probably heard someone say they feel like they can't get their head above water, or they feel chaotic and confused all the time. Those are internal elemental imbalances. And so their visions just stay dreams year after year. And until someone can integrate those elemental archetypes in their inner landscape, and frustration continues. But I do want to say, too, that I feel like women in general across the planet are feeling the tug of the return of the feminine. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, most definitely. I talk about it with my clients all the time. The reason you're feeling like you're stuck in mud is you're still trying to work for masculine energy, pushing, shoving,
yes,
driving. I said, let go, listen. And it's hard because, I don't want to say it's hard, they get the mixed messages. You got the media and the world coming at you saying, push, strive, hustle. That word hustle drives me nuts. I'm about align.
Anti-hustle.
Exactly. So, I'm feeling it. And from the conversations, you know, I have a large community. So the conversation I have with, whether it's clients or peers or guests, is the same thing, right? And we're feeling it. We may not have the words. Some women may not have the words to identify that it's the feminine calling them, but they feel the internal shift, as you so beautifully described.
Yeah, I agree.
If they want to learn more about your services, I want them to go to KimberlyWatipka.com. But I wanted, before in the last few minutes, I want to also say you have such a background, you know, of modalities and trainings and certifications. So I just wanted, because she is, I'm going to tell you, you've been what I'm teaching and working with teachers in both Western and Eastern philosophies for 17 years, as well as have experience in spirit-based mystery traditions. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that in the last few minutes that we have to give them a little bit of an understanding why you are the one to be their guide.
Yeah, so, you know, growing up and the then taught aspect of God that was angry all the time never spoke to me. And so I was always looking for something that did speak to me, because it's always God meant love to me. And I just inherently knew that. And so I was searching spiritually from a very young age. And so I studied, you know, Eastern and Western. I studied different traditions that combine the two: Celtic spirituality, self-realization fellowship, Yogananda. I think it was Steve Jobs that read Autobiography of a Yogi every year. It's one of my favorite books. And then I had done some research. I work with my ancestors. My ancestral council is the one that, or is who helped me create and really bring to life Elemental Priestess. And from there, you know, Viking Scandinavia, so Norse tradition, and again, the Celtic traditions, speak to me just bone deep level. And I've studied years with both of those, and am trained as a Valva, or a seeress. They were called many things, and a druidess. And so, but yeah, my former life was always, that's my joke, my former life. But earlier in this life, I was very masculine driven, you know, do, perform, get degrees and have all these initials behind your name and be the best without listening, you know. And then when I came home to myself and really felt like I was expressing divine will in my life, that is when I feel like my purpose just really aligned. And that's what I want for every woman, right? Mm-hmm. Really every person on the planet. But the women that are feel called, I want to help them step into that so that they can bring their gifts and share them with the world.
So beautifully said, my friend. And I want to invite everyone, if you've been feeling that yearning, the pulling, everything that we've talked about today, if it's resonating, I invite you to visit Kimberly at KimberlyWatipka.com. Give yourself this gift. You'll find some valuable resources, information there. Stay connected with her, because I know what magic she has coming up in the future. So, Kimberly, I want to say thank you for joining me today. Thank you for the work you're doing in the world. I always love circling up with you. So thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so, so much. And I'm just so grateful to have been here with you today.
Thank you, my friend. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.